Track 6, back to the news. Pupils pay respects at war graves. Children from a Tynmouth primary school marked the 80th anniversary of D-Day by making ceramic poppies. Year 5 and 6 children from Tynmouth Primary School took the poppies to Tynmouth Cemetery, where they laid them on the Commonwealth War graves as an act of remembrance. For 2 of the children, it was particularly poignant as they placed poppies on the graves of their great-grandfathers. Jasmine Packwood and Harry Parsons were able to put their poppies on the graves of Albert Fred Gate and Albert William Borer. The children took part as an act of remembrance of those Tynmouth service personnel who lost their lives during both World Wars. Other poppies were placed on the graves of civilians who lost their lives during bombing raids on Tynmouth. One of those was Joyce Medland, a 16-year-old killed in the first air raid, and the Hook Field family of 5 killed in a direct hit on their house in Second Avenue, both of which the children have been learning about in their history lessons. Luke Marchant, head teacher, said, "We are immensely proud of the children at Tynmouth Primary School. Our pupils always believe in demonstrating respect and kindness to others, and it was truly moving to see how the pride and gratitude they showed in this act of remembrance."
Racecourse restaurant to close. Newton Abbott's Beef Eater restaurant, The Grandstand, is set to close early in July. The Whitbread-owned venue, which opened in January 2012, is one of 238 of the group's restaurants earmarked for closure over the next 2 years. Whitbread plans for the Grandstand restaurant are subject to consultation. Staff are likely to find out if they can transfer to other roles within the business on Friday, the 14th of June. However, a Whitbread spokesman confirmed that the neighbouring Premier Inn hotel at the racecourse site will indeed be staying open. The Whitbread spokesperson continued, "We recognise that this will be unsettling for our team members and we are providing them with dedicated support." The company added that it is committed to working hard to enable as many as possible of our affected team members to stay with us by either transferring into new roles or by taking up other vacancies across the business, more broadly through our existing recruitment activity. Earlier this year, Whitbread announced plans to sell 126 restaurants as going concerns, and its intention to replace a further 112 restaurants with guest-only facilities. The company explained that the performance of some of its branded restaurants had failed to meet their targeted levels of return due to a reduction in footfall from non-hotel guests.
Drivers targeted in police operation. More than 20 people were arrested in May as part of a police operation in Devon and Cornwall. The Road Policing Unit carried out Operation Vortex, which aims to reduce the number of collisions and casualties on the roads by targeting dangerous and inconsiderate driving. Officers stopped 231 vehicles and made 21 arrests during the month-long operation for various offences. These included 84 speeding offences, including 6 drivers travelling at over 97 miles per hour. A further 1,580 speeding offences were detected by the safety camera unit. Officers also found 42 vehicles being driven without valid insurance and/or MOT. There were 24 mobile phone offences, 4 drivers driving whilst disqualified, 4 drivers not wearing a seatbelt, 15 under the influence of drink or drugs, and 12 driving without due care. Motor Patrol Constable Richie Room said Operation Vortex is a proactive operation that targets aspects of dangerous driving that puts others at risk. "We hope that the results of this operation reassure our communities that we're committed to removing dangerous drivers from our roads and keeping people safe." Drivers caught committing offences could receive a fine and points on their licence, a court appearance, or even imprisonment for more serious offences. Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez said, "While families continue to be devastated by the deaths of their loved ones due to inconsiderate and dangerous driving, I will wholeheartedly support the police in robust enforcement of road traffic laws."
New police squad to tackle drugs and antisocial behaviour. A crack new policing team has been drafted in to tackle drugs and antisocial behaviour across South Devon. The neighbourhood support team will work closely with communities across the region, including Teignbridge, to tackle specific short and long-term problems affecting local people and businesses. Their aim is to target suspects, reduce offending, and prevent crimes from happening in the future. The NST, the neighbourhood support team, police officers work in a different way to those who respond to emergency 999 calls and 101 reports. This team are called in to help solve short and longer term problems which are affecting whole communities. This can range from anything to an increase of vehicle thefts in a particular area, drug dealing in known locations, or ASB in high footfall public areas. Their role is to provide an increased presence in neighbourhoods as a reassurance to local communities and to deter crime. Police say the team will carry out high visibility foot patrols, house-to-house inquiries to encourage residents to report issues, and targeted enforcement activity such as stop searches to disrupt criminal activity like drug dealing. Inspector Pusey added, "Problem solving and preventative police work like this already takes place across communities led by the local neighbourhood officers. But with the additional support from NST, it means our neighbourhood officers can amplify the positive impact of the work that already takes place in local areas, making a positive difference quicker. We know long-standing and recurring crimes like shoplifting have a far-reaching impact on the everyday lives of people and businesses, so it's vital we continue to proactively disrupt and deter offending from happening. That's exactly what our team is here for," says Sergeant Matt Gill, who heads up the NST. "And as a messenger to our community, we know that you may choose not to report crime or ASB to the police as you believe nothing will happen as a result of the report. However, I hope that by showing the proactive action taken by the NST, it will show you that we are listening and we are stepping up our activity to target criminals and make our communities safer. But without your reports, it makes it harder for us to understand crime trends, such as hotspot locations, days and times. So please continue visiting our website to report a crime or pick up the phone to call 101.